producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Alrighty, 855-993-7569. Alright, so here's the deal. That people are always, family members of mine, friends of mine, are always allowed to call in and ask a question. Sometimes they feel a little embarrassed and they have to change their name or something like that. And family members have called me. And the invitation also goes out to anybody who works with me that you're always allowed because they know the inside number. So Jacob, I'm sort of extending the invite to you because I know you had said that somebody in your family had a question, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So my mom's got a question. She unfortunately can't call, but so I have two brothers.
Because you wouldn't put her on.
Yeah. She's
sorry,
embarrassed
Mom,
me.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
So I have two brothers, and one of which is married, my older brother with no kids, and he's 32, I think.
Okay.
His wife is the same age. Then I have a younger brother who is 27, who is with a girl who had a kid already, and then they had a baby last year.
And they're not married?
Nope, not married.
Okay.
And so my...
And you're not married.
And I'm not married either.
So your mom has two grandchildren, one of who is blood kin, one of who is love kin.
Exactly.
But nobody's married. Okay.
Yep. My older brother and his wife are married, but...
But no kids.
But no kids.
They're
both pretty career-oriented.
Okay.
My brother's wife, my sister-in-law, has kind of seemed to have some issues with the new baby getting a lot of attention, and there's kind of a rift between my older brother and his wife and my younger brother because they feel like, now my younger brother gets all of the attention because of
the kids,
and nobody
cares
about them. And so my mom obviously wants to help and doesn't know what she can do for her daughter-in-law and my older brother and if they're ever going to have kids. And so she doesn't know if there's something she can do to show them that she's not just about the kids. She, feels the same about them as she does.
First of all, sibling rivalry is one of the few things in the mental health field that's accurately named. And my guess is that there's always been a little bit. You're the middle child, right?
Yes.
So you're the peacemaker.
Yep.
All right. So if you think back to your childhood, Jacob, my guess is there's always been a certain amount of competition between your older brother and your younger brother, because your older brother gets to be first, so he gets to get. He was an only child until you came along, and your younger brother is the baby in the family and has babies, so he has a completely different role. I think what your mom needs to do is make sure that she's not fostering a competition between any of the three of you, but certainly between the older and the younger, which is where it's most likely to happen. Do all three of you live close to your mom?
My younger brother lives closest. She lives about an hour from us and about 15 minutes from him.
Okay. How often does she see your older brother?
She used to see them a lot. They lived closer. They lived about 40 minutes away, and they'd see each other quite a bit. But nowadays, they're busy working on this new house that they built, like an hour and 15 minutes from us. So I would say she maybe sees my older brother once every couple months.
Ooh, okay. And it was like once a week or something before that?
Probably.
Okay. Now, when your older brother and your mom would visit, did your older brother go to mom or did mom come to your brother?
It was a little bit of both.
Okay. All right, so here's what you're going to do. Here's what mom should do. She mm-hmm. should say to your brother and his wife, listen, I'd love for you to come for brunch mm-hmm. on Saturday or Sunday. And they will either come or not come. Yep. If they come, that's great. If they don't come, she can then say, look, I invited you guys, and I know you're busy, but understand the reason we're not spending time together is because you're busy, not because I don't want to see you.
Right.
So she should make a specific date with them, and maybe even a standing date with them, which really helps a lot, especially for busy people, and especially because that way people know that, well, gee, we haven't seen mom for a while. Well, yeah, we did. We saw her last week because we went there for brunch. Mm-hmm. So having a standing, like, Thursday night date or something with your brother and his wife, and maybe meeting halfway or taking him out for dinner, whatever, so that she can point to the fact that she's really inviting them and that the reason they haven't seen each other is because they're busy, not because she's not interested.
Yeah.
And then I think at some point your brother and his wife need to understand that being a grandma is what a lot of people live for. And so if they had babies, that she would see them more often because she'd see the baby more often. She'd be babysitting. She'd be playing with the baby. The grandkids are kind of like catnip. But I think that she's not going to – I mean, the point is not to have a baby so that you can compete with your younger brother. The point is that your mom needs to help your brother understand that she'd be delighted to see them, that they do grown-up things together. And not sort of reference the fact that babies are kind of fun. And especially individual time. I know that moms especially sort of think, well, gee, if I get all the three of the kids together, that'll be great. Well, it's great for the mom because it's convenient. Quite often not great for the kids because they're not interested in each other as much. They're interested in mom and getting mom's time and mom's attention.
Yeah.
And to have to split it three ways doesn't feel very good. So mom should just understand she needs individual time with each of the three of you. And that if she schedules it, it'll make her life easier. It gives her a very specific thing to point to in terms of fairness. But children, the grandkids are, as I said, are catnip, and they're just going to get more time and attention.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Yeah. Sounds
about
right to me.
All righty. So as long as we're doing this, can we look? I know we have something up that gives people a chance to be the program director, so they don't have to call.
Yeah.
They can suggest something. So we haven't done one of those for a while. Would you like to sort of take a look at that?
Sure.
All righty.
One's popping out at me, actually. That's
we
kind
love
of
that one.
A little bit of the opposite of that, what we were just talking
my,
about.
My mother-in-law is coming over all the time, and I can't get rid of her.
Kind
of.
Learning to accept your parents and get on with stuff. Kind of vague, but...
Well, all right. So here's the first thing. That no matter who your parents were, you know, whether... I mean, look, some of us got really great parents. Some of us got really crappy parents. Most of us... Our parents are somewhere in the middle. And the point is that they did the best they can with what they had. And they may not have been perfect parents. And we may not have been perfect kids. So the point is that once you're an adult, you can't blame, you can't give your parents credit for all the successes you've had, which means it's also not fair to blame them for all the problems that you have. And at some point, and people think it's going to be at 18 or 21, and it's not. It's sometime usually in your late 20s, early 30s. You look at your life, and you decide what you like about it, what you don't like about it. And you stop either giving your parents kudos, which most of us don't, or blame, which many of us do, for the things that are not going well, and decide, okay, just because my parents hit me upside the head every night at 7 doesn't mean I have to continue to do it for myself. And that sometime in our late 20s, early 30s is when we begin to negotiate the fact that our parents, first of all, have first names, that they have personalities and characteristics beyond their momdom and daddom, and that we begin to negotiate that change in relationship between parent and child. Because if we don't do it in the next decade or two, as our parents get older, the only relationship we know is the parent-child one, and you'll become the parent to your parent's child. And if you think it's icky being treated like a child when you're 30s, imagine being treated like a child when you're in your 80s by your children. So it turns out to be something that's really important to negotiate. All right. So write down all the things that you're blaming your parents for, and then decide that that some of the things that are going well in your life also have to attribute to them. And therefore, maybe let the whole thing go and decide that you're responsible going forward. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/ Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks, all on the nation's best 4G LTE network? Introducing Pix Wireless. Bring your phone and other qualifying devices to Pix and to choose a plan starting at only $14 a month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-267-2056 or pixwireless.com, spelled P-I-X, wireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, let's do another couple of program directors.
Alrighty. This one just says worldwide marriage equality.
Well, that's a really tough one, and I'll tell you why. There are so many different cultures. There are so many different religions. There are so many different different customs. And certainly, if the thing is, rather than calling it marriage equality, if we call it women's rights, then it becomes, I think, a more universal kind of thing of women, females being promised at birth or before birth, child brides that are essentially sold into slavery when they're 8 years old or 7 years old. I mean, it is a huge problem. But to call it marriage equality, you're going to run in the same way that, I mean, in the United States, we're able to do marriage equality, right? But if they, and you know that long before gay marriage was okayed, which is, what, a year old now, that the idea of partnerships was accepted by people. Now, gay rights said, well, you know, why should you be able to get married and ours just called a partnership, which is a legitimate issue. But when you're talking about marriage, you're talking about something that's quite often sanctioned not only by the culture, but by religion. And once you start messing with religion, you've got a whole different issue. But the idea that women should not be able, that human beings should not be sold into slavery on any level, that one human being should never be able to own another human being, that men should not be able to treat their female offspring as poker chips, that men should not be able to buy and sell daughters or sons, for that matter, then I think I certainly don't disagree with the concept. I think that you just have to reword it or make the concept larger. That the documentary, He Called Me Malala, focuses on a young woman who was shot in the head by the Taliban for insisting that girls should be able to go to school, because if they're not sent to school, then they have no, they can't read or they write, which means that they are doomed to marriage as opposed to any possibility of being financially or emotionally independent. There's a group of water, I think it's called water.org, that specifically tries to get wells to every small town or village, with the idea being if they don't, that the females are sent to bring the water, which means that they can't go to school. So you can see it becomes a truly vicious cycle where, and unless you look at the broader picture of men and women having equal rights to education, to employment, to choice, to being able to drive, then marriage in and of itself cannot change and will not change. But the idea that human beings can't be sold into slavery, whether you call it marriage or any other kind of bondage, that because you're born a certain sex doesn't mean that you have limitations that are imposed and sanctioned by either the church or the society. So I don't disagree with you. I just think we've got to broaden the concept or we're sunk. But I appreciate the thought. Okay, keep going.
All righty.
Let's do one more here.
Okay. Here's another vague one, but it's a good topic. Forgiveness, plain and simple.
Well, it's not the world's easiest thing to do, is it? But it's one of those things that human beings are really good at grudges. You know, we somehow feel that if we forgive them, that they got away with it. So the idea being that the person who really pays the highest price for revenge or for not forgiving is you, because you carried around with you. And sometimes the other person doesn't even know that you're angry with them. But and there are people that have extraordinary abilities. There's a documentary about a man whose son was killed, and he goes to find the murderer and to forgive him. And you know, I don't know that I could do that. You hope that you could let go of the anger and the revenge, but the idea that you could go and forgive that person, a little tougher. And so, you can hear, it's not the world's easiest thing for me to do either. But between revenge and forgiveness seems to me to be a fair amount of emotional real estate where I can let go of this, I can not think about it. And interestingly enough, that one of the, I mean, Leo DiCaprio just won the Golden Globe, and Alfonso Inarritu just won the Golden Globe for Revenant, which is basically a movie about revenge. I mean, the Revenant is somebody who comes back from the dead, either a spirit or a ghost, to bug the living. But, I mean, it's a revenge fantasy. And it's well shot. Do I think it was the best movie of the year? Not by a long shot. But, and people embrace it. And part of it is that human beings, and that, you know, an eye for an eye. The idea that that if somebody does something to you, you do it back to them. And that's how we keep things in balance. Well, what it does is make sure that everybody's blind at some point. I mean, it's not a useful psychological technique. It's ingrained, it's accepted, it's time-honored, but it's destructive. Because the person who has to keep the revenge fantasy going is you. So it diverts time and energy and stomach acid. And once you've revenged yourself, who determines whether things are now balanced? Or somebody says, well, yeah, but you killed somebody who was younger than the person who was killed, so they would have had more time left, so now we have to revenge ourselves on somebody. It becomes an endless cycle. And it's not a profitable way of viewing human interaction or certainly conflict resolution. So, but good luck trying to convince people of that. You know, again, as far as I'm concerned, that you can maybe, if not bury the hatchet, the idea is that unfortunately people bury the hatchet in somebody's head. And that's, not only it's not profitable, it's dangerous and bloody and awful. But, you know, I get that that forgiveness is very difficult, but revenge, between those two, presumably, you can find something that works better than revenge, but not quite as requiring of saintliness as forgiveness. 855-993-7569. I know this is the day for those of you who love the program and have everything memorized that we usually do DVDs, but there's only one DVD coming out today that's being released today, and it's Sinister 2. And you know me, I don't go to scary movies because I get scared and wake up in the middle of the night screaming. So you're on your own about this one. People like Sinister 1 very much. Sinister 2, I think, not quite as much. It wasn't the success that Sinister was. But, I mean, maybe that's part of the whole idea of revenge and getting even is what, because that's, if you think about scary movies, they're almost always about that, of coming back from the dead to revenge yourself. Whether it's, you know, the kid who was bullied in high school. I mean, I'm trying to think if there are any really scary movies that aren't revenge fantasies. I'll get back to you on that. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Attention, hardworking Americans over the age of 50. If you have basic computer skills, then you may qualify to earn a second income working from home. Income potential is up to $18 per hour. If you have customer service experience or other marketable skills, your income could be higher. The good news is, you will not be alone in this new career, because you'll be joining 53 million Americans working from home in this growing industry. And growing it is. If you have basic computer skills and would like to earn a second income from home, a new free report can give you all the information you need to get started. Again, the report is free, and you can receive it in minutes. All you have to do is visit RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com. To receive your free report, just visit RealCashSecrets.com. But hurry, because this free offer could be discontinued. So go to RealCashSecrets.com. That's RealCashSecrets.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's BuySellMakeOffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. BuySellMakeOffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. BuySellMakeOffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
You guys are being very shy today. 855-993-7569. There's something on your mind. Do not wait till the last 3 minutes of the program, please, to give me a call. All right, so there was an article a couple of weeks ago about people going through a divorce, and I would add a custody hearing as well, of things that people should not be allowed to do or buy. So we put it up on the website. Let's see what people – I mean, I can tell you what I think the obvious one is, but let's see what other people said.
All righty. Our first one is using the kids as a weapon.
Yeah. Good luck about that. Yeah. And a lot of states now, when there is a contentious divorce, require mediation when there are kids involved. Which I think is a very good idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. No dating or shacking up when you have minor kids.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, nobody should be... wait a minute. Let's break this down. Going through a divorce, nobody should be dating. You know, I had the dreaded one-year rule because, first of all, you're on rebound. It was when I was talking about one of the callers earlier who was depressed and wanted to date, and I said, you don't want to find somebody that to fall in love with when you're at your worst. You want to find someone to fall in love with when you're at your best. Because, I mean, just logically, you're going to have a better shot at a long-term relationship. And when you're going through divorce, the question about who's at fault and, well, you were never good or you never loved me or sex life stunk or you're not a good parent or you're always lousy about money. I mean, these are not the things that make people feel, oh, good, I'm a really good person. So dating during that time is, first of all, you're not going to be at your best. Second of all the things that your partner didn't provide, you're going to look for in another person, which may not be the solution either. And all the things that you're feeling were lacking in the relationship, you're going to seek out in somebody else, which, again, may not be the solution because the person didn't bring you breakfast in bed doesn't mean, and this one does, doesn't mean that it's going to be a long-term relationship or lasting characteristics that are valuable enough. So dating, when you're going through that kind of turmoil, is you not at your best, you not at your most sane, you being needy rather than anything else. And need is a great short-term basis for anything. It just doesn't hold up in the long run because if the person provides what you need, then you don't need it anymore. What happens with a relationship? If they don't provide it, you need to be able to take care of most of your needs yourself, and then somebody else is a choice, not a need. If there are kids involved, which is obviously part of what this respondent is talking about, those kids are really need a lot from you at that moment, and the distraction of a new love life is just unconscionable because that's the whole point about a new love life is it's meant to be a distraction. It's meant to feel all-consuming. And that's not an option when you're a parent. It really isn't. All right, so that's during the process of divorce. I think you are allowed to date once you're fully divorced, once you've taken the year, once your kids are stabilized. But I don't think you introduce them to the kids until you're sure that this is a keeper. And that means about ready to get engaged. I don't think you have sleepovers when you've got small kids because kids get attached. They don't really get dating. If you've got teenagers, you're making them deal with your sexuality at the same time they're trying to deal with their own, which is an unfortunate kind of thing to do to a child. So no matter how you look at it, it's certainly more complicated. It's certainly one of the reasons people stay in marriages that aren't very good. It's not so much for the sake of the kids, but because dating gets too complicated with kids. But it certainly can be done, and an awful lot of people do it. But you have to use your best self, your most adult self, as opposed to your most childlike, I want now self, which means that you wait until you're fully divorced. You wait till a year afterward. You make sure that your kids' needs are being met. You make sure that you have a separate life when you're dating than you do with your kids. You don't introduce your kids to miscellaneous dates, which means that you need to have a reasonable relationship with your ex so that you have shared custody and you don't act out. So if you figure the other person's having a date that you canceled your abilities to take care of the kids. And then you don't do sleepovers when you've got kids around. So it's a lot more complicated to date when you've got kids. It's a lot more complicated to date once you're divorced. And I have situations, I've watched male friends of mine who fell in love with a kid rather than the mom. And in one case, nearly married the mom, didn't really like the woman very much, just loved the kid. And there wasn't anything perverted about it, just loved the kid. And sort of realized literally like 2 weeks before the wedding that what he really cared about was the kid, not the mom. And kids do things like grow up and leave. So it just becomes a much more complicated situation. Doesn't mean it's not doable. Doesn't mean a lot of people don't do it and do a pretty good job of it, but it requires a lot of thought. All right, so you're right. Keep going.
Yeah. Okay. Bad-mouthing your spouse.
Yeah, good point. And if you find yourself dating, and even if it's been the year, and you find yourself bad-mouthing your spouse or talking about your spouse on a date, it's too soon to date because nobody wants to hear about the ex, right? If you're praising them, the concept is, well, why aren't you still with them? And if you're bad-mouthing them, the idea is, what are they going to say about me? You want to really be over your ex before you start, or as much as possible before you start dating.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, keep going.
All right. Children.
As you're coming up with... See, I expect everybody to say guns. Atomic weapons.
That would be funny.
Slingshots. Bows and arrows. I think there's some talk. I was trying to remember where it was that I really remember seeing something that said you shouldn't be able to buy a gun when you're going through a divorce. Which I think is
reasonable,
true.
Yeah.
Or a custody arrangement. Yeah.
All right. Children should not have to take a back seat to the parents' emotions.
Children should not have to take a back seat to the parents' emotions, which means that you need to think about your kids. All right, let's deconstruct that a little bit.
Yeah.
It's written in such a way it's kind of hard to understand exactly what they're saying. I think what they're saying is essentially the same thing as the person before is, you don't use your children as poker chips. But understand that you're an adult. You chose to get married, right? You chose this person. Kid didn't. Kid has a right to love both of you and to care about both of you and not to feel that they're caught in the middle, not to feel that they're spying on one parent, not to feel that they have to choose one parent over the other, not that they feel they have to take care of either parents. Parents are supposed to take care of kids, not vice versa. So, and you can see where you're going through a divorce, it's really difficult because, and that terrible phrase, you're just like your fill-in-the-blank mother or father when the kid does something you don't like, not okay, not fair, not reasonable, and scarring to the kid. So divorce is not an easy thing to do, and divorce as a parent is much more complicated. Should you stay in a bad marriage because of the kids? I would argue not. Doesn't really do the kids any good. I mean, think about how you felt when your parents argued. You didn't feel safe and secure. You felt scared. The problem about divorce is if one parent disappears. And I think it's really important for both parents, as much as they don't like each other, to stay involved with the kids and not to badmouth the other parent, not to spy on the other parent, not to accuse the kid of being like the absent parent when you don't like something they do. But to understand that you have two different roles and two different responsibilities. One is to be a spouse and one is to be a parent. They often overlap, but they're not the same responsibility. It's certainly possible to stop being a spouse, but you can't really stop being a parent. And, you know, every once in a while I'll have a parent who will call up and say, well, you haven't seen my kid in 3 years. And I'll say, why not? And they say, well, it's easier on the kid. And I'll say, no, it's not. It's easier on you, or you think it's easier on you. But disappearing from a kid's life is really not acceptable behavior. The whole problem about being a parent is it's a lifelong responsibility. And the idea that it's hard to say goodbye to them, that you wish you were with them more, that it reminds you of how much you're missing. Yeah. You know, being an adult is not the world's easiest thing to do. But it's not acceptable to disappear on your kid. You just are not allowed to do that. The taking on the responsibility of parenting means taking on the responsibility of parenting. So you stick around and you work out arrangements. I mean, I'm always impressed with parents who can say, well, you know, my ex is my best friend. Well, I'm not sure why you got divorced, but okay. But for most people, your ex is not your best friend, and there's a certain amount of inherent competition and something we were talking about before of revenge. But when you remember that there are kids involved, that you sort of become your best self, and you don't carry tales back and forth. And if your kid says, well, you know, dad does this, say, look, I'm the one without the facial hair. You're unhappy with something dad does, go to dad about it. You're unhappy with something I do, come to me about it. And if you set those rules up carefully and gently and firmly at the beginning, then divorce doesn't have to be cataclysmic for the kids. And that's the whole point, that kids basically do okay as long as both parents stay involved. And even if they don't like each other, you should both remember that kids are your responsibility and they're a joint responsibility. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs, which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria, which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Have you ever thought about starting a home-based business? Did you know there's a secret 99% miss to making money with a home-based business? Having invested thousands of dollars myself in opportunities, I can tell you there is a secret which separates a moneymaker from a scam. Think about it. If a person runs ads on radio or television making fraudulent claims, they eventually wind up in prison. One man was sentenced to 10 years for making claims which could not be substantiated. But anyone can put a video on YouTube and lie to people for years and get away with it. If you are thinking about starting a business, you need to discover the secret 99% miss to making money. Why? Because it's free. All you have to do is go to realcashsecrets.com. But hurry, because this offer will be discontinued. So go to realcashsecrets.com and get this free report. That website is realcashsecrets.com. That's realcashsecrets.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Anne-Marie, you're on the air, and Dr. Joy Brown, welcome.
Hey, Dr. Brown. I just wanted to run something by you. I tend to overthink things in general, but one thing in particular I thought maybe you could give me some tricks on is letting go of things that have happened through my life, you know, that I replay and I feel bad that I did, you know, did something or said something.
Okay.
And I, my logical side says, it's over, just get over it and let it go. But my brain just keeps replaying it.
Okay. Do they fall into a specific category or is this a generic problem?
It's kind of generic. It tends to be, you know, God, I was really stupid for acting a certain way.
Do they? Do they? But they don't focus on a certain area, like your mom or your dad or a friend or an ex or anything like that. They don't fall into.
No.
Okay.
Friends, well, relatives, all of it.
All right. Here's what you may want to do. Believe it or not, yes. And this is going to sound counterintuitive, but I don't think it is.
Okay.
Make a list of them. Because when they're written down, there's something.
Uh-huh.
My guess is that they bug you most, like at 4 o'clock in the morning.
Exactly.
When we are most illogical. So if you write them all down, first of all, then you don't have to worry about letting that little hamster go around in the wheel in your head at 4 o'clock in the morning. Number one. Number two, you may find that they really do fall into categories. That they're things that you did, for example, when you were going through a divorce, or when your mom was sick, or when you were afraid you were going to flunk out of high school. Or you may find that there really are patterns that are not evident at 4 o'clock in the morning. And mm-hmm. so if you can group them together, it may be there are things that, for example, you can do amends, that you can get in touch with a teacher that you badmouthed and he found out about it or something. And again, I'm having to kind of pull these out of the air because you're not talking about specifics. But my guess is that you're probably making some associations to the things I'm saying to things that are relevant for you. So there's one is possibility of amends. One is there are things that you can decide, well, this person is no longer in my life, but I can, for example, if I was mean to somebody who was fat, I can maybe be really kind to one of my kids' friends who's a little overweight. Or, I mean, you can see that you can take a past issue and play it forward. So number one is amends. Number two is playing something forward of, even though you can't make amends to the person to whom the assault was done, that you can find a surrogate and sort of act that out. There are third, that there are some things, believe it or not, that you can physically write on a piece of paper and burn them or confetti them or flush them or bury them or put them in a hydrogen balloon and let them go. It really, there's a great technique that somebody taught me a bunch of times ago, is that if you put something on the end, if you take your palm and make it parallel to the ceiling, and you put whatever the problem is on your fingertips and then blow it away, you go, believe it or not, that actually works, in that it is a physical reminder to just let something go. There's the other technique, which is the same theory but exactly the opposite scenario, is to wear a rubber band around your wrist, and it shouldn't be so tight that it makes your fingers purple, because we don't need amputation. But every time you think about that you snap the rubber band, which means that you've now paired something, a progression, with something that says don't do this because it hurts. So you actually, this is kind of behavioral modification, in that you actually change the process of thinking about it because it's literally too painful to think about. So one is blowing it off. The other is essentially punishing yourself for doing it. And they both, believe it or not, work. And the other thing that I do, which is probably halfway between those two, is try to pair something negative, like, oh my goodness, I can't believe I really said that, with something positive of, oh yeah, but look what I said that. And even though they're unrelated issues, there is something about the human psyche that really craves balance. And so if you pair something negative with something positive, that sometimes will work as well. So I've just given you about seven different techniques to try. The first is just to list everything. The second is to group them. The third is amends. The fourth is playing it forward. The fifth is physically burying it or flushing it or whatever. The sixth is blowing it off. The seventh is the rubber band. So I guess I'm to eight. And the eighth is to pair negative with positive. And it actually, the other thing to do, which is sort of a variation on the eighth one, is when you're thinking about the icky thing, to try some square breathing, because it is, again, pairing, yoking something negative with a way of calming yourself down physiologically. And quite often when we're thinking about those things at 4 o'clock in the morning, what we're doing is we're hyperventilating. And quite often you'll wake up doing it because it's been part of your unconscious or your dream work, and so you wake up with your heart beating too fast and not being able to get your breath and feeling disoriented. And so if you compare it with something that literally calms your body down, sometimes that's a way of decreasing the intensity of the negative thought.
Wonderful. The rubber band is how I quit smoking. That was very effective.
Perfect.
Years ago.
Well, then you know what works on you.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was great. And I will put those two together. One quick question. I was wondering about, dare I bring it up to people from a long time ago, and they probably don't even remember, they'll probably say, I don't know what you're talking about. But
that's okay. Well, there are two ways, there are two approaches to that. The short answer is yes, but the question is how much detail to go into. If you think it might open up a wound, it probably doesn't make much sense. But to say to somebody in the kind of generic way, I feel like I wasn't always a good friend to you, and you've always been a good friend to me, so I decided that this year is my year to be a better friend to you. It takes, has the same phenomenon without going back and arguing whether it was important or not. I've had the opposite experience of somebody from high school who was talking. She remembered all this stuff, none of which I remembered, and I have a good memory. And it finally occurred to me that that was the most important time in her life, that she hadn't gone to college, and she had an arranged marriage, and she wasn't a very happy person. And so high school really loomed large with her, which was the last time I knew her. And so she remembered all this stuff that, I'm sure it happened. I don't distrust her, but in my particular life, it had loomed less large because I had all this stuff that had happened since then. So going back to somebody to make, unless it's something very specific and you know that they remember it, I think that you can make amends in a more general way, which works just as well and is not as open to either discussion or antipathy as going back and saying, you remember when I stole your boyfriend? Not a great idea.
I think I've been kind of trying to do that, like in that particular, the one I'm thinking about, I've been trying to just be so nice,
But it's okay. It's okay to reference that, at one time in my life, I don't feel like I was as good a friend. I mean, it's okay to do that kind of look in case you feel that I'm really slobbery, I think you can sort of, okay?
Yes. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're most welcome. And the podcast will be available about 15 minutes if you're forgetting any of the eight. I can't remember. I remembered all the eight. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com. Sell your stuff online, like old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their fair share from you when these sales were finalized. Buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge you item fees. Just go to the website now and sign up so you can load all your stuff to sell. This is not an auction site. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos to sell your items quickly. Buysellmakeoffer.com. Also, we're giving you 30 days free on us.
Rainier Distillers designs and builds custom copper stills for home purification of water, distilling alcohol, essential oils, cannabis oil, and ethanol fuel. Use these distillers at home to remove all those nasty chemicals that are added to your public drinking water by fluoridation, resulting in pure, safe drinking water for you and your family. Call RainierDistillers.com at 360-446-8998 and check out their website at RainierDistillers.com, located in Seattle, Washington.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.